the Bible reads, as we return to Galatians, the third chapter, verses 10 and 11, supporting scripture coming from 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 that you've already heard in your hearing. In the third chapter of Galatians, Paul writes, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them." On the basis of those verses, we like to use the thought of subject this morning. There's only one way to break the curse. There's only one way to break the curse. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. There are some things that you are able to change, and there are some things that you have no control over. But you are actually in a position where you know somebody that can do anything. No problem too hard for him to solve. There's no distance that he cannot reach. All we got to do is trust and believe in his word, knowing that whatever he said that he can do, not only will he do it, but he's qualified to do anything that needs to be done in our lives. And you know, even on a rainy, cloudy day as today, so many miss their blessings. Hallelujah. Getting a couple of extra Z's this morning. And didn't get a chance to feel what we're feeling right now. But let us not be so concerned with them. Because if they live to see another day, they will have another opportunity to feel what we feel. Actually, if they talk to the Lord our God, and they're sincere down on the inside, God is right there with them at their house. Don't ever think that you got to come to church to feel God. If you can't feel God at home, you need to move. Enough hell goes on all around the world that if you can't feel God at home, you're going to catch some hell at home. Hello? The more you are real with yourself, the better off you're going to be. Because as long as you stand behind the cloud and fool yourself into thinking that it's not what I see, you're just wasting valuable time. We got to take advantage of every opportunity that God gives us. And I consider this for myself another opportunity that God has given me to expound and to share with his people, to let them know that there's only one way to break the curse that we're under. As we continue our celebration of Black history, I pray that we will have a mindset of gratitude and a mindset of pride of those that have paved the way for us. There used to be a commercial with the slogan that said, "You come a long way, baby." Anybody remember that? And we could very well apply that to our lives individually as well as collectively, because as a people and a race, we have come a long way. When we think about the oppressions and the struggles of the Black race, inequality in every walk and facet of life, being treated less than human on a daily basis, forced into slavery and sold and separated from our families, hated just because of the color of your skin. But let us maintain our integrity and stand tall, knowing that our history of yesterday has helped us achieve unheard of accomplishments, to even know today that we have our very first African-American president, Barack Obama. And I understand, Sister Lenny, that Obama is planning on visiting us at our Black History program next week. So we invite you to come on back and see our Obama. Let us know that God is still in the blessing business. We got to understand that we got to do more than just be proud that we are black. We thank God for Obama. We thank God for all that he stands for. But we got to understand that if we are going to be any help to him at this point, all of these 4 years he's been attacked on every side. I don't care what he does not do anything right. But I found out that at the end of the day, whether they like it or not, he's still the president. And one thing about it, if you are a resident, if you are a member, if you are a person or a citizen of the United States of America, then he is your president. And if we are going to help our president, we got to not only be so proud that he's president, but we got to get up off our behind. Get back out here and begin to let everybody that is of age know that it's very important for them to vote. We need him these next 4 years. And if the Lord see fit to allow him to go, we know a whole lot of folk that may be against him. But as a people, we ought to be proud. That we ought to stand and do what we can. We can't sit back saying they're going to do what they want to do when you stay at home on voting day and do what you want to do. You got to come out in ranks and let the world know that we stand together, even though we might not see eye to eye all the time. We got to stand together. So it is very important as we continue our black history that we remember that we have come a long way. We still got a long way to go. And don't get it twisted just because we got a black president. It does not mean that our struggle is over. How many of you know that it's still hard for the black man? It's still hard to be able to do the things that you need to do. But I'm here to tell you, don't let nobody belittle you. You remember James Brown said, I'm black and I'm proud. We got any proud folk in the house this morning? We got anybody that's glad that they are black American? We got anybody that know that all you got to do is trust the power of God? I'm not even in the politics. But I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for Barack Obama being the man that he is, because God put him in a place for a reason. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. We ought to be glad and don't allow anybody to steal our joy. We ought to be able to look at the life of that man and know that there's nothing impossible for us as a people in this day and time. Stop sitting back using excuses. Stop sitting back talking about the white man won't let me. Be a man and get up and do what you gotta do. Man up and say, I'm gonna get me a job. I'm gonna do what I got to do. I'm gonna take care of my family. Black men, it's time to break the curse. Just because your daddy was a drunk, that don't mean you gotta be a drunk. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Everybody don't want to be a dealer. Somebody want to have a real job. You can't raise no family hustling. You're hustling on poor folk, and poor folk don't have nothing. Then you get a little bit of something, you get crazy with it. Eat up, eat out all the time. You better learn how to make something last. It's time to break the curse. Young girls still getting pregnant with all this birth control out here. And you learn, yet you can't keep no man because you got a baby. It's time to break the curse. When I was brought up, they said, find your woman and get married, then have a baby. We got to twist it. It's time to break the curse. There's no reason for the prison camps to be running over with our men. Women too. Sticky hands and all kind of things. It's time to break the curse. When you've seen it before you, it ought to give you a mind that I don't want to do what they're doing. I think you got that a little bit. Woo. I believe that if we trust the power of a mighty God, then we'll know that in order for us to be better than what we are, we got to do some things in a different manner. We got to understand that we got to even watch what comes out of our mouths. I remember when some of the women used to tell some of the young mothers, be careful about laughing at folk while you're carrying your baby. Because what you said, you might mock it. Then there was that thing where if somebody just get on your last nerve and they just worry you to death while you're carrying, and then you tend to have the mindset that this person either look like that person or act like that person, because when you were carrying, they disturbed you in such a way that you done mocked your baby. Well, we better break the curse. James says, where it comes to our mouths, that blessings and cursing proceed out of the same mouth. But it ought not be so. There are those that, even though we know that there's a God, there's still folk that believe in root workers, witchcraft, and all that kind of stuff. I try not to find out too much about that stuff. You just need to know that it's out there, and to some it is real. But you got to be a believer and stand firm on the power and the blood of Jesus. If you think that you're weak enough to believe that somebody got something on you, it's time to break that curse. We got to understand that there is no power on this earth that is able to break you down when you're in the hand of a mighty God. You got to know this morning that if you're a child of the Almighty King, that no weapon that is formed against you will be able to prosper. All you got to do is learn to be obedient to the word and the laws of God. If we don't follow the law of God, then we have to deal with the curse. The Bible declares that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then we have those that are self-righteous, and we see the fault in everybody else, but we never see our own. There are those of us that think that our good works are going to make a difference as whether we make it in or not. But it doesn't matter how good you've been. Doesn't matter how many boards or how many ministries that you are working on. Doesn't even matter if you're one of the last faithful few that's standing. That's still not going to get you in. Some of us think that it's by self-effort. But my Bible declares that it's only by grace that you are saved. Not by any merits of your own. Now, when we read the law of God, God spake these words saying, I am the Lord thy God. God said unto Moses, I have brought thee out of the land of bondage. You've been in slavery. You've been in a position where you didn't even have freedom to go about and to do what you want to do. But I want to let you know that I got a law for you called the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make to thee any graven image or anything that is heaven above or in the earth beneath. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord giveth. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant or his maidservant, or anything that is thy neighbor's. So when you hear the law of the land, if there's just one part of the law that you cannot or will not fulfill, then you're guilty of all of it. So what we have to understand is that there was no man in a position that could say that I can keep the laws of God. But we also have to understand that the Jewish nation believed in the law of God. They believed that in order for them to have salvation, they got to keep the laws of God. Well, Paul said, I beg to differ. Because I found out that no man is able to keep all of the laws. We cannot be justified in the law because we are bound under the curse of the law. Now, a curse is any expressed wish, a form of adversity or misfortune to fall upon someone else. A curse is a wish that will hurt or harm or be inflicted by some supernatural power. A curse is also defined as a spell or a prayer for evil. A group of words expressing great anger. So we are aware and we are accustomed to what a curse is all about. But when we look here in the words of Brother Paul tells us, but as many that are under the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all the things that are written in the book of life. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of the Almighty God. It is evident that you got to live by faith. The law is not of faith, but the man that doeth those which live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it was written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We got to understand that if we cannot keep the laws of God, there's only one way to break the curse. You got to change the way that you do things. You got to know you can't go about this life treating folk any kind of way. You got to take off some of your old things. For Paul said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that if you want to be broken from the curse, if you cannot keep all the laws of God, you got to understand that you're living in the time of grace. And in the time of grace, I believe that Jesus died on Calvary. I believe that when Jesus hung there on the cross, he hung there on that cross. That cross was a tree. The tree represented a curse. And when Jesus hung there on the cross, he was the curse for us. He took on all of our infirmities. He took on all of our sins. And because he hung there, because he bled and died, because he went down into the grave, got up on the third day with all power in his hand. And I stopped by to tell somebody that you got to have faith in God. Don't have faith in what you can do. Don't believe in what mom and them do. But you got to believe in the power of God. Every man, every woman got to work out his own soul salvation. So I stopped by to tell somebody that if you want to be delivered, if you want to break the curse, if you want to do things in a different generation, you better change the way you act. You better change the way you walk in the land. You better change the way you love one another. You better change how you look out of that judgmental eye. You're up today, but you could be down today. So I thank God that the Lord is on my side. I thank God that God has brought us such a mighty long way. I thank God that I'm not under the curse anymore. God has broken the curse because he took all power in his mighty hand. And I thank God right now that all you got to do is trust God's power. Don't worry about your shortcomings. Don't worry about the fact that you are not perfect. Don't worry about the fact that you're trying to get closer, but the enemy keep knocking you down. But I come to tell somebody this morning, you got to get up. You got to shake yourself off. You got to say, Lord, I hear what you're saying. For the Lord is saying, come. Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. The Lord said, come, and I'll help you break that curse. I'll help you do things in a different manner. Anybody in here glad that we're not caught up in what we call the rut, but we learn how to let go and let God have his way? You see, when we began to think about the laws of God, we got to understand that just because we are under grace, it does not nullify the law. We still have to maintain the law. But the good thing is, because we are not able to withhold on a continuing basis all the laws of the land, then we have to have a higher power. So we turn it over to the Lord, and the Lord turns it around for our good. And God looks at us and he sees all the conditions of our flesh. Each one of us has something that we're dealing with. For some, it's a lot worse than others, because some are stronger than others. But to that man or that woman that may feel like you're weak this morning, I'm here to tell you that God will make you strong. That struggle that you're having with your flesh, and that you're trying to get out of the rut that you're in, God allowed you to be here to hear me say this morning. That your coming is not in vain. Something in this word is for you this morning, to give you just that little bit of strength, just a little more faith. For the Bible declares the faith the size of a mustard seed can move a whole mountain. So the answer to the question this morning is just faith. That's the only way to break the curse, is to have faith in the power of God. He is the one that died in our stead. He is the one. Those things that you're feeling guilty about, those things that your conscience are beating you up about, Jesus died for your shortcomings and for the mess that you created. And he's not here to say, I told you so. But he's here to say, I love you. And I knew you couldn't do it for yourself, so I sent my only son, Jesus the Christ, to die for your sins. All you got to do is believe in him. If you are able to confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died, rose on that third day, the Bible declares that you can be saved. Now, once you receive salvation, it doesn't exempt you from still having trials and tribulations. Because once you receive Jesus, the enemy is even more so after you to take back what you got. But how many of you determined that you're going to hold on to Jesus while you can? Any believers in the house this morning? Anybody trusting God to do what nobody else can do? Anybody know that I was under that curse one day, but God delivered me from my curse? Anybody got some curses that they are dealing with right now and realize that I need to break out? I need to have my breakthrough. I need to get out of this mess. Then God is able to help you this morning. If you feel weak in your flesh this morning and you need somebody to help you feel stronger, stand to your feet. If you feel like you need something to help you to be stronger, the only thing that's going to help you this morning is the Spirit and the power of God. This word has power. You can look in these 66 books and you will find a solution to whatever it is that you're going through. God is able this morning to help you. But now, how many of us remember that we were taught that you got to be willing to help yourself if you want some help? Anybody want to help themselves this morning just by stepping out in faith? Say, Lord, I'm tired of fighting this battle all by myself. I'm tired of being beat over and over again with the same mess. And, Lord, I want to be free. If you want to be free from the curses that are binding you and that are pressing you down, we invite you to come this morning.